with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's war with Hamas resumed after a week-long truce expired, with each side blaming the other for the resurgence of hostilities. Israeli airstrikes hit houses and buildings in the Gaza Strip, trying to target those Hamas terrorists, deliberately firing rockets into Israel, aiming them at civilians and children. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the way President Biden speaks about the war in Gaza stems from pressure he's facing from anti-Israel and pro-Hamas members of his own party.
Not protesters in the streets alone, but people who work for Joe Biden or work for the Democratic National Committee, condemning him, writing open letters, condemning his policy, organizing boycotts of the 2024 vote. And that's why Joe Biden seems to put more pressure on Israel than he puts on Hamas.
Cotton says all indications are that Israel is showing abnormal restraint in its campaign to try and protect civilian lives. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Make certain that we continue to support Israel, that we support Israel's ability to defend themselves and their people.
And Senator Blackburn was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The House of Representatives voted to expel scandal-plagued Representative George Santos on Friday. That makes him the first House lawmaker to be expelled in more than 20 years. Here's correspondent Kevin Freaking.
Santos had sensed that his time was coming to an end in the House this week. He put on a vigorous defense to stay in the House.
In New York, physical therapist Kia Lazar, who lives in Santos's district, says the expulsion was the right thing to do.
I'm really happy that this happened. They did an amazing job. Good job, Congress. You finally did something right.
Santos walked out of the House chamber just before all the votes that sealed his fate were cast. He did not answer reporters' questions. This is SRN News. Another poll finds people of faith, by and large, are happier people. Here's Michael Harrington.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and the pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms and field trips have been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis and hesitate to order deliveries to their homes. Hebrew speaking in public is also fading, and a growing number of European Jews wonder if they should move to Israel. This is SRN News. U.S. health officials update the early onset of winter viruses.
Federal health experts say flu is picking up steam, while RSV lung infections that can hit kids and older people hard may be peaking. COVID-19, though, continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As for the flu season, seven states were reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses in early November.
That is Norman Hall reporting. Los Angeles police searching for a suspect in the fatal shootings of three homeless people in separate incidents last month. In remarks broadcast on KABC, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass asked for the public's help.
This is a killer who is preying on the unhoused. And as always, like we do in the face of an emergency, here we are again, calling Angelenos to come together.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.